See reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface, but never a shadow.
Top 10 Wii third-party games. I'm Nicholas Bray, and I'm here with Danny Bivens.
Hello.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Okay, what we're going to be talking about today is GoldenEye for the Wii.
Woo!
Okay. I wanted to first start off with maybe going back to the reveal of the game at E3 2010, I believe. Mm-hmm. One of the first trailers for the game was basically a whole bunch of people sitting around a table and kind of getting hyped about making a new GoldenEye game. Mm-hmm. Did you remember that trailer?
Yeah, I do, vaguely. Now that you were saying it, actually, yeah, that really kind of just takes me back to that E3. I do remember it. So,
What your initial thoughts were around that time when you found out there was a new GoldenEye game coming out?
I don't know. I wasn't, like, super excited. I was maybe kind of hesitant to think, like, what's going to happen, because I think, what, in, like, 2007, they made a GoldenEye game on the DS, and it just wasn't really too good. I mean, you know, it's a completely different team and, you know, a completely different platform, so whatever. But so I kind of had the same feeling about the Wii version. I was like, oh, man, I hope this isn't going to be lame or, you know, or something like that. So that was my initial thought, at least.
Yeah. I was a little skeptical at first as well, but when I found out that Eurocom was working on it, I really liked the GameCube Nightfire game, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I know for me, you know, like I said, at first, like, same, obviously, I think we're in, like, the same boat. We're both a little bit skeptical, but I think maybe as soon as I started actually seeing some footage and stuff like that, I started really thinking, like, hey, this is... Actually, it looks pretty cool. It looks like they're doing some really great stuff here. So, you know, slowly but surely, I was starting to kind of get a little bit more excited about the game.
Yeah. Did you only play it recently? Finish it recently?
So
it's pretty fresh in your mind, I guess.
Very fresh in my mind.
That's right. Okay, so what's your thoughts on the overall kind of mission structure and the game in general, you think? I thought most of the... It was really good that the different objectives were kept and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Also the production values on the game were really high, which was kind of an anomaly on the Wii in general from third parties.
Yeah, that's very true. Production values, like I said, they're just through the roof. This is just something that I totally didn't expect to see on the Wii. And, geez, you don't even really see that much on, like, other consoles, really. I mean, you know, Daniel Craig and basically the whole cast from, you know, all of the recent Bond movies are, you know, in here. What? They got the person who had wrote the original story, I guess, for GoldenEye to write this story? And, like, even like the song that they have, the GoldenEye song, like, they got the... Oh my god, I don't remember her name, but they got her to come back and basically do like a new version or something.
I think it was a different person, but it was like some famous singer, and what they got, like, Bono or something, someone to like help with the arrangement of the song.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, the production values are really high. Mm-hmm. And I think that's GoldenEye is pretty much one of the games that people always wanted, like, on the Wii, like, in terms of a strong, exclusive third-party game with, like, yeah, effort put behind it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, what was one of your favorite levels, I guess?
oh man, I really enjoyed the tank level in new GoldenEye. I mean, it was one of, even in the original GoldenEye, it was probably one of my favorite, you know, single player levels to go through. But just the way they kind of did it in the new version, it was definitely an update, and it wasn't just like going down like streets with just a couple of guys just popping out every here and then and stuff like that. I mean, it kind of reminded me of like a Call of Duty-esque kind of, you know, stage where it's like insane. You're taking down like parts of buildings and stuff like that, driving through like a broken down parking garage, and I don't know, it was just really crazy, shooting down the helicopters and stuff. It was awesome.
In preparation for the top 10 thing, I've played through like 3 or 4 levels of the game now, again on the high difficulty and stuff, and it still surprised me like how good the levels flow together, and the different like different cinematic areas. I think it's like it's all from Bond's perspective when the characters are talking to him and stuff, which is really cool. And one of the coolest moments in the game for me was in the nightclub section near the end of the level where you burst through the doors and the like the ambient music kicks in and everything slows down and you're kind of gunning around between tables and taking out the guys and stuff. That was a really cool moment, which I'd kind of forgotten that happened near the end of that level and was surprised again.
Yeah, that was definitely pretty cool, for sure. Another level I really enjoyed, too, was the jungles. I really enjoyed that, again, in the original GoldenEye. I thought that was really cool, but, I mean, obviously with the limitations of the N64 technology, you know, you can only do so much with making a jungle realistic.
Long since I've seen that level on the 64.
It's been a while for me too. And actually, I was thinking, man, maybe I'll just buy a Japanese copy of the game for 64. But it's really expensive here, like the equivalent of like I don't know $60 or $70. So it's like I don't want it that bad. But anyway, the jungle in the new version, it's really, really well fleshed out, and it's kind of a stage where it's meant to be, it's meant for the player to go through in like a stealthy manner. So
the beginning of that was really cool because you crash landed in a plane, right? And you kind of get out and it's really, really lush and you can kind of creep around behind people and make your way through the level and stuff. Yeah, that was, I really do like that level as well, actually.
Yeah, and what's cool about this game in general too, because there's a lot of stages where you can do that. You have an option to you can sneak around and do that kind of stuff, or you can just go crazy and just be like screw it and just start shooting everyone, and you know, just stand in front of the security camera and just be like, hey, here I am, come out and get me. So, but you know, sometimes it's kind of satisfying when you're doing like the sneaking around and stuff, and you know when nobody's catching you, you're just going through and just, you know, taking care of business. That's a pretty good feeling when you can actually make it happen, and you just kind of feel like an idiot whenever somehow they see you or, you know, or something like that. So
when I was playing through the facility on my recent playthrough, I actually managed to pull off equipping all the mines to the, what is it, the fuel tanks without getting caught this time. So took them all out.
I'm pretty sure I got caught.
Okay, I guess we should start to wrap this up. So, I guess what we're kind of leaning towards at the moment is why was GoldenEye Wii included on our top 10 list? And I think we covered it early on, and it was in terms of just the overall package with the high production value and the thought that went into the level design, and also like they incorporated like sort of some elements from the N64 game where they could, just to like give it a nod, which was cool. But I think it's probably the best first person shooter on the Wii.
I think so too. And you know, I'm a pretty big fan of first person shooters, and you know, on the Wii it's been a little bit disappointing. I mean, I don't know about how you played through this, Nick, but whenever I was playing through, I was using the Classic Controller Pro.
I was using the Wii Remote.
Okay. Because, I mean, I think it was Medal of Honor Heroes 2, which is another actually pretty solid first-person shooter.
Yeah, that was one that people spoke about early on being a really good game.
And I don't know. I don't mind the pointer controls. It's just, I just like this traditional control style a little bit better. But with GoldenEye, I don't know, it felt really good. It just felt really good to control like that. I don't know. I played once with the remote, and I think something was wrong with my sensor bar or something, because the reticule was just going all over the place. But anyways, I mean, aside from that, whatever. It's that was awesome.
You could also, there was a fairly good customization you could do with the different controllers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweaked my remote setup a little bit, and eventually clicked for me, but I never really touched the classic controller, even online and stuff. Have you played any online in the game?
Actually, I did. I got this game back around Christmas time, and one of the other Japan correspondents, James, he got it a little bit before I did, but we tried it out, and you know, it was having a lot of fun, getting our asses kicked by, you know, other people online, but
I went online the other day. As soon as I spawned, I was headshotted. Like, literally, I moved to the left and I was dead.
Damn.
I just my head moved and I was dead. So
cool. Progress.
didn't last long. I guess it's also worth noting that the local multiplayer mode was actually different to the online mode, where the local multiplayer was more like just a standard, like the N64 game, more so than the Call of Duty style level up and stuff mode of the online.
Right. And I got to play a little bit of that too. It's fun. Feels a little bit kind of claustrophobic sometimes, but it wasn't too bad, so.
Yeah, I dabbled in it when I first got the game, but yeah, it was pretty fun. Okay, so any other thoughts you want to add before we go?
This is a solid first-person shooter, and if you have any interest in shooters, this is definitely something that you need to play on the Wii.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that'll do it, I guess. Thanks, Denny.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Who here would say that it's one of the greatest shooters of all time?
Everybody. Set the standards for all video games in the future.
It was the first game that I could play multiplayer for 4 hours straight.
For me, it was the original. I mean, like, if you hooked it up now, I'd be down to play.
Let's say that after 13 years of gaming innovation, a new GoldenEye game is coming up.
Oh yeah. My god!
Yes!
Diving too careful. Words to live by.
It's